Gary, we as the National Council are the premier educating organization for judges and judicial officers in the country. And every year, this time of year, we come to Washington, what we call Days on the Hill. And we have about 30 judges who we're bringing to D.C. starting tonight. We'll be meeting tomorrow and all day Wednesday with congressmen, senators, and also major appointed office holders for the government. The purpose is to maintain the level of funding we've received in the past, continue to train, give technical assistance, and help judges and other judicial officers in the United States better learn how to deal with the children and families that we all serve.
And so one of your concerns is that, well, not every case is maybe similar to the next one. They're all different.
Sure, every case is absolutely different. And right now with the crisis around the country, the opioid issue, we are holding a congressional briefing tomorrow that I'll be moderating and doing a summary of. And so, you know, we focus on major issues that affect the children and families. We really focus on abuse, neglect, dependency in terms of children. We focus on juveniles who commit crimes. We also focus on violence against women, as well as elder care. And so we really try and focus on helping judges and elected officials and legislators understand the complexities of cases, because each case is different. And believe me, as society has become more complex, the cases we deal with have become so much more complex. There are so many issues that children have these days that they may not have had 50 years ago. And I know people say, well, it's all the same, just different. The reality is it's not true. Children have so much more trauma in them today. They see so much. They hear so much. They have violence in their family, in their neighborhood. And that bears weight on children, and it really makes a difference. And so we need educators and officials to understand that what we do isn't like cookie cutting. It's not like the same case every day. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, to educate the legislators of the United States on the challenges affecting people in town, in cities around this country.
And just to confirm, you said this will take place before a congressional body, Congress or a committee?
Yes. What's going to happen tomorrow is we have what's called a congressional briefing. It's actually not a committee hearing. They're called briefings in D.C. And so we're hosting a briefing along with our partners. And in this case, our partners are going to be the National American Indian Court Judges Association and the National CASA Organization, which is Court Appointed Special Advocate. And we'll be meeting at 3 o'clock tomorrow in a congressional briefing room in the House side. And we expect about 200 people. And so I have 5 judges who will be on the panel with me.
And so you, along with these 5 judges, and I understand you also have a military family presenting their experience with opioids, you'll present this to the attendees, many of them legislative aides, not the actual congressman, but those aides will report back to the congressman then, and they'll have a chance to delve further into these issues and ask questions?
Absolutely. They'll ask questions, and we've done this for a number of years now, and they will, I'm sure, ask a number of questions. You know, let's be fair, many of these young people that are on the Hill have not maybe personally experienced the tragedy of opioids. Although in my presentation tomorrow, and I'll give you a little hint, I'm going to be talking about how the fact that I believe almost everybody in this community, in Montgomery County anyways, and I think in D.C., in the last 5 years, you've been touched somewhere, either a friend, a family, or an acquaintance who may have had an opioid problem, either directly or indirectly. So I think the country's becoming more aware of the problems, and so we're going to not talk about the problems only. We're going to really talk about solutions. We're going to talk about best practices that have worked for judges all over the country. I'm going to talk about my experience using the IBM Watson healthcare system to better understand using analytical information to help me understand better ways to treat the kids and families I serve. I'm going to talk about Reclaiming Futures, which is a national program that talks about how we have really focused in Montgomery County and other places around the country on volunteerism and getting mentors to help these children and families get through the issues. In many, many cases, the family has clearly broken down. And so we're going to highlight all these best practices, not just mine, but we'll highlight practices as it relates to the military community, as it relates to tribes, all over the country, and show some creative approaches which have been successful. Because really, the reason we're here is the state of Congress, you know, let us do it ourselves. We can do a much better job locally than having federal oversight as to what we do. But at the same time, because the federal government puts so many rules and regulations over what we do, people in the federal government should help pay the cost, training judges and other judicial office holders on how to follow the law that's been created out of D.C., but also implement new and exciting best practices in our own communities, which make a difference. And so this is a really positive message we're expressing tomorrow. As you watch TV, I saw it on Sunday on the CBS Today morning show. You see it every week, that there's all these TV shows talking about the negatives. And granted, there are negatives, but we have to focus on these challenges we have to meet. We have to beat them. So the National Council, I think, is a premier organization in that we accept the challenge. We accept the crisis. But we're looking for ways to solve it, and I believe we have found many successful approaches in all different parts of our country to help focus on the issues that affect all of us.
How do you get by, just briefly, let me ask, how do you get by variances in state law to offer this coordinated approach? And I want to know how long this panel of judges have been working towards this resolution, or how long this body has been in existence.
So the National Council is celebrating our 81st year. So we've been in existence with the oldest professional judicial organization in the United States. The current panel is really just members of our board and other national figures, judges. And so we have not been together as a panel, per se, for probably longer than a year. But the National Council has been focused on the issues of drugs and opioids for probably 5 or 10 years. And so we are well-educated in the challenges. We're educated in the solutions. And we're asking Congress to go ahead and help us fund these successful approaches. And let's not forget, the congressional briefing is going to be about 2 hours long. But all day tomorrow and all day Wednesday, when I'm not in the briefing, we're going to be knocking on the doors of congressmen and senators and meeting them in their offices. I have a meeting tomorrow scheduled with the director of the Office of Juvenile Justice and Dependency Prevention. I got a meeting scheduled with Ron Rubenstein, who's pretty famous at this point, as the Deputy Attorney General. So we are meeting those individuals who people like you and your viewers watch on TV. I've met Ron Rubenstein once before, and tomorrow we have a three-hour meeting. Actually, it's not true. We have a one-hour meeting with Mr. Rubenstein to discuss the issues of OJJDP and Department of Justice and how our focus locally be helpful. And considering all the issues going on in D.C., the fact that the current Deputy Attorney General is going to be meeting with us, I think just shows the weight of what we bring to D.C. And so between meeting congressmen, senators, again, I have meetings set up both with Ohio congressmen and senators, as well as directors of certain committees, try and make a difference. And so, you know, we're going to be doing this nonstop for 2 days, and we have found it to be very successful over the years of educating the legislators who, frankly, have too much on their plate themselves. So if we can come here and in a concise way give them true stories, real stories. But when you talk to individuals, the judges and myself in this country, who see these children and families every day, we could all tell, and we do all tell the congressmen and senators that we'll be meeting over the next few days, exactly what it's like. And one of our focuses is to invite them to come. To say to Congressman Turner, from Montgomery County, or to Senator Brown, or Senator Portman, you know, come to my court. You're always invited. I want you to understand the challenges these children and families have. This isn't a beltway problem. It's a problem in our communities all over our country.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've got a lot to do over the next couple of days. I hope you'll get to have a nice, relaxing evening before jumping into the fray tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to be sitting here for the next 4 hours doing my work to get ready, but thanks for the highlight. Yeah, I'll at least I'm quiet here. I can get my work done, and I'm ready for the challenge. Again, it's a hard 2 days, but it's so interesting. It's a challenge to meet these gentlemen and women who lead our country. But, you know, at this point, we're in our bailiwick. We understand more than they do what's going on. So it's great in a way to be able to be and talk with them and understand their challenges, but also express the problems we have in our town. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on today.
You're welcome, Judge Anthony Capizzi. Thank you so much for your time and the information, and good luck with your trip to D.C. and all that you have to do there.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.